with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Insurgents disguised as doctors attacked Afghanistan's largest military hospital in the capital, Kabul, Wednesday, killing at least 30 people and wounding dozens. Security forces quickly surrounded the facility, killing all the insurgents by the end of an hours-long siege. Witnesses said the attack began with a suicide car bombing at the entrance to the Sardar Muhammad Daoud Khan Hospital. Islamic State loyalists claimed responsibility for the attack. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley says the United States must see some sort of positive action from North Korea before any discussions to lower tensions on the Korean Peninsula can begin.
We have to see some sort of positive action taken by North Korea before we can ever take them seriously. They've given us enough reason to think how irresponsible that they are that we ever try and think that we're dealing with a rational person on this.
North Korea fired 4 ballistic missiles into the sea off Japan's northwest coast on Monday, which coincided with the start of a joint U.S.-South Korean defense exercise that takes place every year. Iraqi soldiers on Wednesday recaptured a prison outside Mosul that had been controlled by Islamic State jihadists and was reportedly used for hundreds of executions. The Islamic State group reportedly has moved some of its high-ranking commanders and their families from its de facto capital of Raqqa to the nearby Syrian province of Deir ez-Zor. That move comes as U.S.-backed forces continue their push toward Raqqa. U.S. President Donald Trump is weighing funding cuts for the Coast Guard, Natural Disaster Agency, and Airport Security Agency that will give him money to start building a wall along the U.S.-Mexican border. This is VOA News. German Foreign Minister Sigmar Gabriel said Wednesday that his country and Turkey want to see their relations improve. He spoke to reporters in Berlin, where he hosted a meeting with Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlüt Cavusoglu after a week of disputes. Turkish officials have been angered by German authorities. Gabriel made it clear that Turkish comparisons of to Nazi Germany is a line that must not be crossed. The United States has for the first time publicly accused Russia of deploying a cruise missile in violation of an arms control agreement. Joint Chiefs of Staff Vice Chairman General Paul Selva confirmed on Capitol Hill that the deployment violates the spirit and intent of the 1987 Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty. Selva's remarks Wednesday before the House Armed Services Committee were the U.S. military's first public confirmation of reports last month that Russia had secretly